In our opinion, there is too much polarization in medicine today, too much intellectual and too much attitudinal polarization. There's orthodox or conventional medicine, medicine that focuses on drug and surgical treatments, and there's what is called alternative medicine, medicine that discourages, perhaps sometimes too actively, the use of drugs and focuses more on nutritional solutions. It's almost as if, as a doctor, you have to be one or the other. And for you as a patient, or for you as someone who doesn't want to be a patient, someone who doesn't want to get sick, that you have to choose drug medicine or alternative medicine. I think that's dumb. That's not how I practice. I prescribe drugs, and I prescribe nutritionals, and my patients benefit from both. We don't think that you need to be one or the other, either a drug patient or a nutritional person. You also can get the best of both worlds, and why not? Getting the best of both worlds, pharmacologic and nutritional, work well for Ken Henderson. Drug therapy lowered Ken's cholesterol from 258 to 172, and when Rejuvitate was added, Ken's cholesterol fell further to 139, and he felt well. Ken has given me permission to share his story with you, and I should point out that just because Ken did well with a combination of drug therapy and Rejuvitate, it doesn't mean that you or others will. But the concept sure worked well for Ken. Ken doesn't smoke, his blood pressure is normal, and so is his blood sugar. Ken was never particularly physically active, and now he's retired, so he's probably not getting in as much exercise as he should. But Ken does minimize red meat, and he takes in his share of fruits and vegetables. But his cholesterol is high, or at least it was. 1 year ago, Ken's doctor put him on Crestor, probably our most powerful statin lipid-lowering agent, at a starting dose of 10 milligrams each day. The maximum dose is 40 milligrams. You start low and advance the doses required, watching for side effects. On Crestor, Ken's cholesterol fell from 258 to 172, and his LDL, the bad cholesterol, fell from 169 to 105. For years, in patients free of known cardiovascular disease, and especially in persons with known disease, our goal in lipid-lowering therapy has been an LDL value of 100, and Ken was basically there. He was at 105 on Crestor alone. Several recent studies, though, suggest that an LDL of 70 might be the optimum LDL level, at least when you're using drug medicine to lower cholesterol. An increased dose of Crestor would have lowered Ken's LDL to 70, but when we increase the dose of statin lipid-lowering drugs, and remember, they work by inhibiting enzyme systems, we also increase your risk for a treatment-related side effect, such as muscle inflammation, liver chemistry problems, fuzzy thinking, and that certain side effect unique to men, and we don't want that. So Ken added Rejuvitate to his program while continuing on Crestor at 10 milligrams. His lipid panel was repeated 2 months later, and nothing happened, except that his triglycerides fell from 191 to 110. His cholesterol didn't fall further, but remember, while drug therapy works quickly, it inhibits, actually it poisons, liver enzymes that generate cholesterol, nutritional interventions like Rejuvitate work only slowly. Rejuvitate is designed to depoison and then to stimulate the enzymes of reverse cholesterol transport, the enzyme systems that Mother Nature gave you to remove excess or unwanted cholesterol and triglycerides from your system. It takes longer to depoison and stimulate good enzyme systems to resurrect a good assembly line than it does to inhibit the cholesterol production enzymes, to throw a pharmacologic monkey wrench into the cholesterol generation process. So Ken was patient, and he had his lipid panel repeated 2 months later, now 4 months into Rejuvitate Crestor combination therapy. Now, Ken's cholesterol had fallen from 258 to 172 on Crestor alone, but on Crestor plus Rejuvitate, Ken's cholesterol was 139. Ken's LDL had fallen from 169 to 105 on drug therapy alone, but with the addition of Rejuvitate, his LDL was down to 79. And everyone is happy with an LDL of 79. Ken's triglycerides were down to 83, and his HDL percent, the percentage of total cholesterol that is composed of HDL, the good one, also improved. Ken hadn't changed his diet or increased his exercise level during this period, so these were treatment-related effects. The combination worked, and it makes sense that the combination would work, and Ken continues to feel well, free of side effects. And remember, it's not the cholesterol that will kill you, it's the oxidized cholesterol that layers out in the walls of inflamed arteries. It's not cholesterol, but oxidized cholesterol and inflammation that lead to vascular disease, heart attack, and stroke. Crestor and the other statin drugs work by blocking the enzymes that generate cholesterol. And while they are not antioxidants per se, they also block chemical reactions that generate free radicals and other inflammatory mediators. So they do lower cholesterol and, in a sense, inhibit oxidation and inflammation. Rejuvitate works by stimulating the enzymes of reverse cholesterol transport, which clear excess cholesterol from the system. So with statin-rejuvitate combination therapy, you get benefit both ways. The statin blocks the generation of cholesterol, and rejuvitate helps clear excess cholesterol out. While statin drugs inhibit the production of free radicals, rejuvitate contains vitamin C and lipoic acid, two strong antioxidants, to block oxidation of the cholesterol in your system. Again, it's the oxidized cholesterol and only the oxidized cholesterol that's going to hurt you. The components of rejuvitate also take aim at gum disease. And gum disease is associated not just with local, but with circulatory inflammation, and inflammation leads to oxidation. Gum disease and infection in general also raises your cholesterol. One of cholesterol's jobs in health is to adsorb and neutralize bacterial particles in the circulation. Bottle number one, Clean Life Mouth Rinse, takes aim at gum disease and inflammation. And bottle number four, Protect Life, contains mushroom polysaccharide extract designed to stimulate your immune defense against oxidation in general. Less infection, less inflammation, less cholesterol oxidation, less vascular disease, less of the things you don't want. Adding rejuvitate to statin therapy makes sense. Taking aim at cholesterol from more than one direction makes sense. And rejuvitate addresses many of the causes of inflammation, oxidation, and vascular disease that statins and other drugs do not address. We don't think you need to be a drug-only person or a nutritional-only person. Neither you or your doctor has to be orthodox or alternative. That doesn't make sense to us. Getting the best of both worlds is what makes sense to us, and it certainly seems to have worked for Ken Henderson, and we hope this thinking works for you.